Yeah. They burned everything my parents, my forefathers had, you understand, and destroyed everything. Now, my grandfather's house, my mother's father, that old house is still standing, which is one of the few that fire or something hasn't taken. It was built in 1820. My father's house was burned in 1918. So that is gone. But they had nothing. It was quite amusing to see how little they did have. For instance, I had an abstract made of some property that I owned that come out of my family, my father's side of the family, which I told you they were all fine people. And all of this property, my mother's side and my father's side, was two different brothers' family, but it was all fine. Peter had everything at that time.
Yeah.
I was looking at these successions, and it's quite amusing to me that they would inventory. Now, none of them had any money. They had cattle, horses, land and things like that, but no money. The stones that ground the meal and so forth was put in there as value. At one thing I saw an inventory of six sheepskins at 5 cents a piece, so you can see how poor they are. Marble top dresses, 50 cents. And I mean, things like that today would be quite amusing because they would be a king's ransom in an antique shop, as you no doubt know.
About the first house you were born in, can you tell me about it?
It's burned.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
What? No. My father died when I was a year and 8 months old. I never remembered my father. My mother raised us, and we were born out in the country. Of course, Baton Rouge was a very little town, but we had to move the town because there was no other thing. My mother couldn't farm or anything like that, so we come to town so we kids could go to school. I think all of the schools have since been destroyed, either torn down for modernization or other things. LSU at that time was up here where the state capital is. And of course it's down here, as you know now, but when I was coming along, it was up here. There's no houses, I say no houses, that Prince Murat down there is one of the houses. There's a house right here on Lafayette Street, Landry House. And I expect that that's about, there's not very many houses left. Time has taken them and people have thrown them down and there hasn't been any cultivation like they have in St. Francis built in other places.
Yeah.
Sure places. But they, of course, those things have gone out and many people lost everything they had. My family did too. Of course, they were fortunate enough to being Germans as they were pretty industrious people, you understand, and they were able to keep their land. They could hardly pay taxes on it and so forth, but today that family still, my first cousin and my grandfather's grandson is living on some of this land. I have some out there. And of course the price of that land is done like everything else. It made everybody wealthy if they sold the land and didn't take it all to Washington.